been riding on the railroad all the livelong day. I've been riding on the railroad.
That's April Kane, folks. She's arrived in the plantation village of Leo Kai after a long train ride from Hanoi and a plane trip from Irrawaddy. She's come to Leo Kai in French Indochina to join Pat Ryan and Terry Lee, who are investigating the disappearance of her older brother, Dylan Kane. Yet today's transcribed adventure will again take up this jungle mystery. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. I think you'll agree to this, all right, that when a food is served to soldiers in Uncle Sam's great training camps, that food is good for you, because nobody needs top-notch health more than a soldier, and nobody has his food planned more carefully to see that it's right. So you'll be interested to know that the soldiers in the camps are getting tomato juice to help keep them strong and fit. Now, there's no reason in the world why you shouldn't be getting tomato juice regularly, too. And the kind you get is Libby's, because it tastes so good. Believe me, this tomato juice of Libby's is tops for flavor. It's pressed from prize tomatoes, red ripe tomatoes. It's the most refreshing drink you ever roll down your throat. And it's rich in food values that'll help keep you feeling fine. Libby's tomato juice brings you vitamin C, lots of it. Actually, this keen-tasting tomato juice is an excellent source of vitamin C and of vitamin A. And it supplies vitamins B1 and G as well. So tell your mother you'd like to start drinking Libby's tomato juice. Ask her if she won't please get some tomorrow. It's a good plan to drink a big cold glass full of this swell-tasting juice every single day. Now remember, Libby's tomato juice. L-I-B-B-Y-S. And now, Terry and the Pirates.
I've been riding on the railroad all the livelong day.
Little April Kane is walking right into mystery, intrigue, peril, and adventure when she sets her baggage in Leo Kai. She knows her brother, Dylan Kane, was manager of the Heatherstone rubber plantation, that he disappeared, and that Baron Duplexis may have done away with Dylan. This Duplexis runs the adjoining plantation, and our friends suspect him of undercover help to the invaders, the enemy of China. But let's join April as she walks from the railway station to the hotel run by Madame Soon.
Riding on the chug wagon, or day I should drive so wrong.
No, Connie, you got it all backwards.
It makes no never mind, Missy Kane. Is Connie gladly to be a tale of ride is hokey dokies.
Yes, I guess even Big Stoop is glad to be here. No more trains or planes for a while. Funny, though. I expected Pat or Terry to be down at the station to meet poor old me.
Is Goodry surprisingly not expect Connie and Stupa?
Well, they couldn't expect me to make the trip all by myself with this country infested with troubles. I had to bring protection, and you and Stupa were just the ones.
Is nobody stop you with Stupa outside, Missy?
No, I should say not. One look at Stupa and people just melt away. But I wonder why Terry and Pat didn't come down to meet me at the train. Well, they're probably at the hotel. Maybe they fell asleep or something. Well, we'll soon find out.
I've been riding on the chug road.
Welcome to Madame Soud's. I see the name you have written in the register. You are Mademoiselle April Kane, no?
No, I'm April Kane, yes.
Je suis heureux. Yes. I'm glad to see you. And you also wish a room for these two persons who accompany you?
Yes, Connie and Stoop will share a room together.
Je comprends. And did you have a pleasant journey, Mademoiselle Kane?
Oh, terrible. It was nearly all freight, and it was so hot and stuffy. But I'm here.
This is a lovely place. So cool and quiet. Are you Madame Soud?
Oui. I have heard your friends speak of you, no?
Yes.
The way they speak, I think, about your brother, Monsieur Dylan Kane.
Oh, have they found Dylan? Is he all right?
That I do not know. Would Mademoiselle wish for a nice cup of...
Oh, gracious, no. I want to see Terry and Pat before I do anything else.
Is so Mr. Ryan, Pat, and Mr. Terry to say hello?
When they didn't meet me at the train, I thought sure they'd be here.
Well, Your friends left La Maison Sud this morning. I have not seen or hear from them again.
It's not so dandy not to hear.
But where did Terry and Pat go?
Ah, that is a big question, Nonomi. It is most amusing, Mademoiselle Kane, to listen to the gentlemen explain they are men of science.
Men of science? What do you mean?
Well, your friends, Monsieur Pat and Terry, they say they are here in Lao Cai to study old ruins, ancient temples and shrines. I know that they are here to try and find your brother, but I do not say what I know.
Well, where did they say they were going when they left this morning?
They say they are going to walk in the jungle to search for old ruins. Oh, it is so. I hear them say so.
And they haven't come back? Oh, dear. Maybe something's happened to them, Madame Sue.
Well, your friends do not know this country very well. It is most dangerous, as I have warned them.
Could they get lost in the jungle around here?
Well, many things could happen to the white men. Soon it is get dark. Vinnie, come. I show you to your room before the storm she is break.
You wait here, Connie.
Yes, you have the Chinese boy and his big friend wait here until I return. Ah, voici. This shall be your room, Mademoiselle Kane. I hope you will like it.
Oh, dear. I won't like anything till I know what's happened to Terry and Mr. Ryan.
Oh, no, no, no. It is not good for a young girl to worry so, yes?
But they may be out there someplace in trouble, and nobody knows anything about it.
Is it not that they are come to this country looking for what you call the trouble?
I know, but that's no reason why they should find it.
You have said they come to Lao Cai to find your brother, no?
To find my brother, yes. He was manager of a plantation. He disappeared. And Mr. Ryan and Terry hope to find out.
Out. I've seen the man you say is your brother. He is named Dillon Kane. Huh?
Yes, Dillon's my oldest brother. Much older than I am.
Ah, oui. It is too bad.
And now, somewhere out there in the storm, Terry and Mr. Ryan, and all on account of me. I wonder where they are right now.
Out of a policeman's hat down here. Hey, where do you think we are?
In the cellar, or basement, or whatever you call it, of an old shrine or temple. We fell through some kind of a trap door and took a head into a pile of straw.
It all worked too smoothly to suit me. I mean, it's too modern. I could have been rigged up not so long ago.
And them's my sentiments, Terry. But let's check up. You got your gun?
Yeah. You?
A gun or a flashlight? Come on, let's start rolling.
You can get out of the hay or straw?
Yeah. Let's take a look down around here where the electric torch holds out. There's an outlet over this way. The only exit I can see.
We ought to be able to find our way out of here up to the ground floor. There must be stairs.
Listen to that.
What is it? Sounds like artillery.
It's thunder. There's a storm brewing. A sweet break. Maroon here until the storm's over.
But since we can't go wandering around the jungle in a storm.
And then if it gets dark, well, we stay here until daylight.
Meanwhile, what about April? She arrives late this afternoon.
Say, so she does. Well, she'll just have to sit there and watch the sunshine.
Yeah, with a storm coming up. She'll go to Madame Sue's hotel and that old battle axe won't be any help. Boy, sometimes she gives me the creeps.
Now you're jittery for nothing.
Okay, let's get over it. Go ahead, lead the way. Follow the torch.
Come along. Maybe we can find our way out before the torch burns out.
It is a crazy layout, Pat. All these stone carvings. I wish I knew what all the cuttings were about.
It was all done in the age of chiselers.
How far back was that?
Well, you'll find chiselers in every age. Hey, this light is getting weaker.
Yeah, and we don't seem to be getting anywhere. Haven't seen anything that looks like steps leading up, have you?
No, nothing but a lot of stone blocks. Looks like an ex-tombstone maker lived here. Look at this one. What do you suppose this is?
Some kind of a goddess or something. Maybe that was Reginald Smythe, Heatherstone's great aunt.
Ugly looking statue, eh?
Say, Pat.
Yeah?
I don't like to be silly about all this, but I have a feeling we're not alone.
Yeah?
I don't mean all these cracked statues, but, well, it's just a feeling.
You mean somebody's watching us all the time?
No, not exactly, but I feel like we're not the only ones down here.
You sure you're not imagining things, Terry? Just because we found a new cartridge shell outside, there's no reason to think that... No reason to think that... Oh, what's this? Say, maybe you're right about us not being alone.
What did you pick up?
Here, take a look at this. It wasn't chiseled out of rock 5 centuries ago.
No, sir, this came from a store. It's made of silver or something.
Yeah, it's some kind of a metal case for pills or stamps or little odds and ends.
Look here, Pat. You see those initials?
Huh?
Why on the cover? The initials DK.
Well, what do you know? DK, eh?
Hey, do you suppose we're on the right track?
Well, if we've stumbled any trace of Dillon Kane, it's by a freak accident, nothing else.
Say, this is a find. Keep the light down on the ground. Maybe we'll run across something else of Kane's.
I'd like to help you, Terry, but the flash is on the fritz.
Going out?
Yeah. And for your information, we are in a spot.
Yeah, we can't expect any light at any time. I mean, no light ever gets down here from the outside.
Well, I got a few matches. We better save them, though.
Yeah, same here. If we could run across some wood or paper, we could make a torch and...
Everything we've seen down here seems to be the Stone Age stuff. Good old Sunday newspaper would help, or a couple of dry logs.
And we just have to feel our way along and... Pat! Pat, look there!
Look where? What are you...
Isn't that a light just ahead?
Yeah. Just a sliver of light. Like it's coming from the door.
Yeah, it isn't daylight. It's lamplighter.
Your guess was right, Terry. We aren't alone, after all.
Yeah, but that door, who's behind it? On the other side?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out mighty quick.
Let's go easy, Pat.
Mighty easy. Come on. Get that gun out. Stick close to me. We'll ease up close and take a listen at the door.
Okay. But watch your step. We don't want to fall through any more trap doors.
There's something beyond that cellar door in the ancient Indochina temple. A surprise you'll want to learn all about. I'll explain what I mean in just a moment, so stand by. Listen, boys and girls. Do you want to taste something extra special swell? Then ask your mother to get Libby's tomato juice. You never tasted a grander drink. All the goodness of really ripe tomatoes fresh off the vine. And this tomato juice is a fine source of vitamins, too. Yes, Libby's tomato juice is a drink you'll go for. How about it, boys and girls? Have you pasted a defense stamp in your book today? Every true blue American is buying United States defense stamps and bonds. Now be sure to be with Pat and Terry tomorrow as they enter the door beneath the ruined temple in the jungle. Yes, and keep a weather eye on April Kane and Madame Sud and Baron de Plexus. This is Far East Adventure, and tomorrow's transcribed episode promises to be a Terry tale at its best.